We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is JJ and Joanne, and a special guest this morning, another unlike us, someone who was able to escape our small town and become a big rock star out in California. Actually, a big country star and songwriter. JT Harding is our guest with a new book, Party Like a Rock Star. Your list of accomplishments is off the charts. Good morning, JT.
Woo! Good morning, Michigan. If you're in your car, flash your lights. If you're at work, drum on your desk. And if you're still in bed, dance on your back. You're listening to JJ and Joanne on WOMC.
Yes!
All right, guys, look.
How's it going?
I've known JT for a few years now, and this is the energy that this guy has literally all the time. He never doesn't have this energy, and that's why I love him so much.
I grew up in Detroit. I come back all the time, but I'm in Nashville now. I haven't been up this early since the 80s, you know. And, of course, I went up to your station before with Guy Smiley, a.k.a. Stephen Clark. We love him. We love him.
How's it going? Guy Smiley.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Hey, JT, I have this question, though, because the first thing as I'm reading your biography, it says that you grew up in South Detroit. That is only the second reference in history to some place called South Detroit. Journey brought it up in Don't Stop Believing. And now you, what the hell is South Detroit, JT?
Well, if you know what, when people read the book, they'll know. And I'm not the kind of guy that says you have to read it to know the real story. I've never met a microphone I didn't like. Down about a paragraph below, I say, there's no such thing as South Detroit. It's actually Canada. Everybody knows that. But, yeah, you know, that's what I love. That's why I wrote the book, because I didn't know anybody in the music business, not a soul, but I grew up in Detroit, enamored with all the radio stations and with MTV, moved out to LA, became a hit songwriter. All those years of like failures and false starts, you know, because of the music business, my heart's been broken more than the ice cream machine at McDonald's, but it all worked out. Here I am on the radio, you know, so hopefully someone will hear their story and my story. I don't even remember the question, but I like the answer.
I think it has something to do with South Detroit, but no worries.
Something.
We got
it's
it.
All good. Yeah, you've made it because you're now on the JJ and Joanne show. But truth be told, you've written so many amazing songs, but one of them, Smile with Uncle Cracker, we play that song right here on the radio. So you've actually made an appearance on WOMC many, many times, JT.
Yes, thank you. And you've had me there. I give him all the credit in the world. I did not know Uncle Cracker. He heard a song that I wrote when I was just kind of bubbling under. And he didn't know I was from Detroit. I was living in Nashville. But Smile was his title. He had the best line in the song, cooler than the flip side of my pillow. I remember when we wrote it, he was chain smoking. My eyes were as red as the Netflix logo. But, you know, I'd never had a hit song before. And I just really believed in Cracker. And he's been so kind to me. I give him all the credit in the world. He recently said to me, I'm probably telling you too much, but he said, really grateful for Smile, JT, because my little boy's kindergarten is much as a U of M tuition.
Oh, it's so great.
It's so great.
Oh, but dude, I mean, besides Uncle Cracker, you've written songs for so many other amazing artists. Keith Urban, Kenny Chesney, Blake Shelton, just to name a few. I mean, man, that's a life right there.
Totally. And you know what else? When I was on hold with your fabulous station, Third Eye Blind was playing, and I used to study Third Eye Blind songs. Mm-hmm. You know, songs are like sausages. Don't watch them being made. Just enjoy them when they're done. But I would study songs like other kids would study algebra, and I was listening on hold thinking, if someone had told me when I was listening to those Third Eye Blind songs how to get my songs to feel like that, that I'd be on hold with a radio station one day to talk about my own songs, I would have been completely thrilled. Yeah, also the Goo Goo Dolls and Jonas Brothers. And then last year I had a number one hit with the one and only Darius Rucker. Are any of you old enough? Are any of you old enough to remember Hootie and the Blowfish?
We play Hootie on our station.
We play it, of course.
Hootie, yeah.
Yes. So that was great. I'd never met him, and it was so great to be face-to-face, eye-to-eye with the great Darius Rucker. So that was awesome. It's called Beers and Sunshine.
Woo! I'm old enough to be your dad, JT.
Well, you know what? I was adopted, so maybe you are. We have to. My birth certificate is an apology from a condom company. It's hanging here between all my records. Yeah,
and trust me, I sowed a lot of wild oats in those days, JT. So who the hell knows?
Oh my gosh.
That is one of the funniest things.
You know what? You know what? Though I say it, I've never been overly religious or anything, but I truly believe I was taken by the hand of God, by the universe. I was adopted and given to the Hardings, my parents, and we moved to Grosse Pointe, Michigan, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, and that's not a joke.
Oh, well, something must have gone right, because you have become one of the prolific songwriters of our time, and it seems like every time you put a pen to paper, it's a hit.
You should see all the scrap paper in my house. It takes a lot of songs. It takes a lot of bad songs to get to the good ones. But I love it. The mystery and the magic of how a song comes together is what keeps you in love with it. Like, you never know you're going to wake up today. You know, I write with these bands down here. It's like putting underwear on a kangaroo. They're all bouncing around the whole room. But you know what? Every now and then you catch lightning in a bottle. And once you get a hit song, you're like, man, I want to have another one. So, and I put it all in my brand new book, Party Like a Rock Star, available everywhere.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, awesome. Good plug for that.
They should bring it to the station and all of you can sign it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it'll be so much worth so much more. JT, I want to talk about the songwriting process for a second, because before you kind of make it as a songwriter, my understanding is, you know, you write songs and then you go and you try to present them to different artists, right, to see if anyone will buy your song or whatever the right terminology is. But then when you get to be like you, don't some of these big names say, I want to work with JT Harding writing a song?
Yeah, so there's so many great questions. So, and everyone always asks me how much they buy the song for, but as you know, so I own the song forever. No one buys it from you. They just kind of license it from you, almost like they're renting a car. So that's one thing. I wouldn't say it gets any easier, but I definitely, because I still have to show up and write the best song in town, and Nashville is filled with great songwriters of all ages. But it does get, I do have doors open for me. I'm sure many people, thankfully, I've heard Smile, or if someone says, Darius Rucker, you should write with JT, they say, he wrote this, he wrote this, he wrote that. Keith Urban, who I wrote with, liked a song that I had for Kenny Chesney called Somewhere With You. So people will hear a song you wrote, and they'll say, maybe I'll give this guy a chance. But it doesn't necessarily get any easier. They're not just waiting around for me to send them a song. I have to keep doing it. And talking about getting noticed, I say in my book, I moved to L.A. I didn't know anybody. No one would return my phone calls. I had a demo tape that I made with money I won on VH1 Rock and Roll Jeopardy, true story. And I borrowed a FedEx jacket from a friend, and like Obi-Wan Kenobi walking into the Death Star, I walked past every security gate at every record company in L.A., bing, 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 put my demo tape in every mailbox. And I did get noticed. The cops were after me for weeks, but it all worked out.
Yeah, of course. Hey, I do have to bring up one thing. Yeah. To bring up one thing, I'm looking at some of the reviews. I see Dana Perino. Is that Fox News? Dana Perino, the former press secretary?
Yes. The smartest woman I've ever met. There's nothing political about, you know, my book.
Correct.
I get it. I was an MTV junkie trapped in an episode of Sports Center. The only song my dad played ever was the Michigan State fight song at the house. Jeez.
Anyway, good for him.
Dana Perino, she's been so great to me, talks about it all the time on the television. Yeah, but go ahead. Sorry, JJ.
Well, no, that's perfectly fine. But I got to bring up this Kirkus review. It says, country songwriter shares his zigzag path to becoming a hitmaker. Does that mean you were smoking dope the whole time you were writing these songs?
No. I don't know. No. I mean, I was working with a lot of people that did. I love that. That's legal in Michigan right now, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, definitely. But I am hoping to have more hits than Willie Nelson's bong. Thank you very much.
You're here all day.
I think it just means in the book, you know, everything is so perfect these days. Everybody's picture and everybody's story. But my story is like a car that keeps stalling. I get record deals. They fall through. I get a song on the radio. It gets taken off a week later. But that was, you know, all this kind of, you know, I opened up for Linkin Park. They let me work for them, and they would let me, the great man Linkin Park, they let me open for them. I was booed off stage so unbelievably hard. But it's all in the book. But one person in the audience said, that guy wasn't too bad. And they got my CD, and then I got another writing deal from that. There's a picture in the book of me bleeding from the head. Anything not tied down, anything not tied down was thrown at me one night because they were all booing. And it was in Kansas. And I said, all right, do you people like, because they wanted Linkin Park. And I said, do you like Ozzy Osbourne? And they all went crazy. And I said, well, here's a little Joan Osborne. What if God was one of us? I mean, shoes, lighters, pennies, chairs, 30,000 people throwing things at me.
Oh, my gosh.
But all that failure, and I shouldn't say failure, but all those things add up to pushing me to where I needed to be. So it's kind of, I think that's what they meant by zigzag, yeah.
Party like a rock star, the crazy coincidental hard luck and harmonious life of a songwriter, JT Harding. And he's one of ours, folks, from Detroit. Woo. Thanks, JT.
From Detroit. I come back all the time. Hey, thank you both so much. And if there's time for it, I'll be playing all my hit songs on an acoustic guitar at 20 Front Street in Lake Orion, Friday, March 4th. The book will be there. $20 to get in. Every dollar goes to 20 Front Street, not to me. You got to keep that place open. It's a great place.
I'll be there, and I'll say hi because I live in the neighborhood.
By the way, you should do my audio book, man. Your voice is perfect.
I know.
Okay, let's do this. So, JJ, I'm the guy from Linkin Park, and you be me. You're bleeding from the head. Why did you sing Joan Osborne? Now you.
Well, I sang Joan Osborne because I thought it was a funny play on Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, that's me. And my voice was like that. I felt like Mr. Potato Head because I had so many things that hit me.
Oh, my God. No.
Thank you. Thanks, Ray.
See you soon, my friend.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Bye-bye.
Be good, best. Man.
Woo!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.